questions were about colleague terms.
Yes.
Get some clarification on Papancha, Asava, and Sankara.
Okay. Is there any reason? Well, that's why I was. Is there any reason? Is it just more papancha? You know that, because that aspect of asava is the underlying tendencies or the root kind of defilements. And the that proliferation that is yeah, proliferate. That's where it's helpful to have these a variety of terms. That it isn't as if there's one single best definition. It's like you have a constellation of definitions that help you get a feel for what that's pointing to. So those aspects of manifoldness, of obsession, of proliferation, objectification, complication, those are all helpful pointers to what that process is pointing to. And it's problematic. Papancha is the way that the word is used, it doesn't end up nicely. These are ways that we create dukkha. So that those asavas, if it's providing fertilization for the asavas, these underlying tendencies, these taints, these, I imagine Jeff, fermentations, cankers is a very old translation, but it's pointing to something that is problematic and is a source of pain and difficulty. Sankara is, there's no end to that. I mean, sankara is a formation of some sort, mental formations, physical formations, constructs, so that which is conditioned. And it has many different applications. So, but it's a very broad term.